what you said?
Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head for true caressing. Release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making no move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Pick up reading Genesis 14:17. Actually, Angela, I can do it since you're running the switchboard.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. As Abram returned from his strike against Seolamir and the other kings at the Valley of Chavez, later called King's Valley, the king of Salem came out to meet him. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who was a priest of the God of highest heaven, brought him bread and wine. Then Meshachedek blessed Abram with this blessing. The blessing of the supreme God, creator of heaven and earth, be upon you, Abram, and blessed be God who has delivered your enemies over to you. Then Abram gave Meshachedek a tenth of all the spoils. The king of Sodom told him, just give me back my people who were captured. Keep for yourself the booty stolen from my city. But Abram replied, I have solemnly promised Jehovah, the supreme God, creator of heaven and earth, that I will not take so much as a single thread from you, lest you say, Abram is rich because of what I have gained. All I accept is what these young men of mine have eaten, but give a share of the booty to Anir, Eshcol, and Maria and my allies. Amen. That was the reading from Genesis 14, 17 to 24. Amen.
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 Okay, during that time, Loretta, we have Mrs. Williams to join. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll pick up with Genesis 15, give it a couple more minutes for at least the rest of my group to join. So Genesis 15, afterwards, Jehovah spoke to Abram in a vision, and this is what he told him. Don't be fearful, Abram, for I will defend you, and I will give you great blessings. But Abram replied, O Lord Jehovah, what good are all these blessings when I have no son? For without a son, some other members of my household will inherit all of my wealth. Then Jehovah told him, no, no, one else will be your heirs, for you will have a son to inherit everything you own. Then God brought Abram outside beneath the nighttime sky and told him, look up into the heavens and count the stars if you can. Your descendants will be like that, too many to count.
Oh, you can get in?
No.
And Abram believed God, and God considered him righteous on account of his faith.
Really?
Should I continue?
We have no more listeners.
Okay.
Loretta.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Loretta.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I had muted Mom.
Yeah, I know that was Auntie Betty, right?
Yes.
Yes,
Terry won't be with us. I'm going to do her part.
Okay. All right. Okay, and I don't have any.
Miss Allen, get in.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get started.
Did you hear me? Miss Allen trying to get in. She said it's been busy. So what's up?
Open. It's only four callers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have to try again, make sure they're not misdialing.
Yeah, she might not be dialing right.
Okay.
There
she go. Yeah, she dialing. Okay, she trying again, okay. Let me see if she get in.
Good evening. This is Angela. Who's joined?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Good evening.
All right. We're in.
Okay. Sorry about technical difficulties, but glad you made it.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Let's see, Angela, you want to do a roll call before I go right into the program?
I sure will. We have Mr. and Mrs. Barner. We have Daniel.
Yes.
We have Auntie Betty. We have Mrs. Williams. We have Reverend and Mrs. Allen.
Amen.
Loretta and myself, Angela.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Good evening, everyone.
All right.
For only we who believe God can enter into his place of rest. Mm. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight will be the Be Encouraged group, and we will present to you on God's perspective on what to read when you have been quarreling. Amen.
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 May everyone bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts.
Amen.
We enter into your courts with praises. We ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go according to your will. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight and allow us to hear your words being shared, and may your words be a blessing to us. Father God, we thank you for your love, for your patience, for your faithfulness, for wisdom, and most of all, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, we cast all our worries, our cares, and our concerns up to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. God, we ask that you continue to bless everyone that is here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. God bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, can you lead us out in Matthew 19:26, please?
Yes. Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible. But with God all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Once again, tonight is the Be Encouraged group, and we're coming from God's perspective on what to read when you have been quarreling. And the definition of quarreling is to cause an argument or a dispute or an altercation. God has provided us with several books out of the Bible to help us grow instead of quarreling. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, first I have coming to us, let's see, Genesis 13:5-11. I'm going to move on to Psalms 133. Auntie Betty, can you take care of that one for me?
Yes. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unison. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Mom, I have you coming out of 2 Timothy.
Uh-huh. 2 Timothy started, the second chapter started 14 verse.
Amen.
These things put them in remembrance, changing them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to this suburban of the heart. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as dot a can't. Whom is hyperness and prudence? Who concern the truth have error. Say that the resurrection a past always, already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord know them that are his, and let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some of honor and some of dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from thee, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also useful lust, but follow righteousness faithful. Charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned question avoid, knowing that they do gentle strive. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patience, in meekness instruct those that offer themselves. If God perverted, will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord. Amen. Thank you for that. Next I have Reverend Allen coming to us at Ephesians 4.
I'm ready. Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians, which was Gentile. He said, therefore, the prison of the law beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation which we have been called, with all loneliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the boundary of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye had called in one hope of your calling. One law, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is about all, and through all, and in you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Reverend Allen.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and do the reading out of Genesis 13:5-11. Amen.
Amen.
Lot, too, was very wealthy with sheep and cattle and many servants. But the land could not support both Abram and Lot with all their flocks and herd. There were many animals for the available pasture. So fight out between the herdsmen of Abram and Lot, despite the danger they all faced from the tribes of Canaanites and the Perizzites. Present in the land. Then Abram talked it over with Lot. This fighting between our men has got to stop, he said. We can't afford to let a rift develop between our clans. Close relatives such as we are must present a unit front. I'll tell you what we'll do. Take your choice of any section of the land you want, and we will separate. If you want that part over there to the east, then I'll stay here in the western section. Or if you want the west, then I'll go over there to the west. Let's continue. Yeah. Lot took a long look at the fertile plains of the Jordan River, well watered everywhere. This was before Jehovah destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. The whole section was like a Garden of Eden, or like the beautiful countryside around Zoar in Egypt. So that is what Lot chose, the Jordan Valley to the east of them. He went there with his flocks and servants, and thus he and Abram parted company. reading from Genesis 13:5-11. Amen.
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 Okay, next I have Miss Allen coming to us out of James.
Out of James. Okay, God give grace to the humble. James 4, chapter 1 through the 12th. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desire to pleasure that war is in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss it, that you may spend it on your pleasure. Adultery and adulteress, do you not know that friendship with the world is illicit with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world make himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yells jealousy, but he give more grace? Therefore he said, God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, your sinners, and purify your heart, you doubt mindless. Lament, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speak evil of a brother and judge his brother speak evil of the law and judge the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who are you to judge another? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Angela, I'm calling on you for assistance. Can you help me out with Ephesians 4:15-27?
Which one now?
Ephesians 4:15-27.
Instead, speaking the truth in love, all things grow up into him with the head, that is Christ. Whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So through what?
27.
Living as children of light. So I tell you this and incite on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for
Thank
that,
you,
Lord. And I will pick Amen. Up on Ephesians 4:28, and I will continue through 5:2 in Ephesians. And if anyone is stealing, he must stop it and begin using those hands for his own honest work so he can give to others in need. Don't use bad language. Say only what is good and helpful to those you are talking to and what will give them a blessing. Don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way you live. Remember, he is the one who marks you to be present on that day when salvation from sin will be completed. Stop being mean, bad-tempered, and angry. Quarreling, harsh words, and dislike of others should have no place in your lives. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. Follow God's example in everything you do, just as much love, child, imitate his father. Be full of love for others. Follow the example of Christ who loved you and gave himself to God as a sacrifice to take away your sin, and God was pleased. For Christ loved you. Christ's love for you was like sweet perfume to him. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Okay, all right.
Amen.
That concludes the books on what to read when you have been quarreling. And I think we're going to move right on into our program for the sick and shut-in. So everyone would bow their head, please.
Okay. We ask you, Lord, to rebuke all infinity, affliction, inflammation, sickness, diseases of any kind out of and away from us at this time. And I would like to list our family and friends, Uncle Champ, Antonio Nellens, Beryl Nellens, Malachi, Auntie Dot, Billy Mitchell, Auntie Vasai, Michael Moody, Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Karen Favors, Mrs. Waters and family, Lenny and family, Charles and Daniel Zeke, Jeanette Williams, Tanya Layler, Georgianne Rayo and mother, Jermaine Dawson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Wanda, Miss Birdsong, Eddie Gitman, Maxine. We curse any infection in the bodies of our family and friends and command them to die at the root and lead the bodies of our family and friends in the name of Jesus. We ask you now in the name of Jesus Christ to release your holy virtue, your miracle virtue, into the bodies of our friends and family from the top of their heads to the top of their feet. We ask you to make them whole. Restore them the way you created them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next on our agenda is birthdays. Is there any birthdays that we need to recognize for the week of October the 14th through October the 20th?
Yes, yes, yes.
As Freddie Williams Jr.
Freddie Williams Jr.
Michael Varner on the 4th to Michael Varner on 14th.
Wait a minute. With Freddie Williams Jr.
Freddie 15th.
Okay.
10-15. Okay.
I know Mira, her birthday was yesterday.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Mom, what was who was that birthday for you?
Amira.
Michael Verner was the mom, what mom said.
Day was that, Mom?
The 14th.
Okay. And Daniel, you said Amira?
Yeah, her birthday was yesterday.
I said that would have been 10/13.
Okay. And who is Amira, Daniel?
She's a part of the family.
Daniel's family.
Almost like a sister-in-law, a daughter-in-law to me.
Okay.
One of Vanessa's boyfriend's friends.
All righty. We also should have Gary, Dots Gary, on the 15th.
Okay.
And what's the weekend? What's the last date, Loretta? 21st? The 20th, Loretta, what? What's the date?
Wait, what is she talking about?
No. The 15th through what date?
Oh, the 20th. I'm sorry. October the 20th.
Okay, so we got 21st, so that's why I wanted to know.
Okay.
We have Tony on the 18th, and that's that son. We have Monica on the 17th, we have Ira. Daniel, do you know what date Ira's birthday is?
No.
Okay, we'll just
not, go not exactly the date.
Okay.
But okay. I said Amira.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I have Ira down for this month as well. And I was
you got
to
Ira too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not sure. It was this week. I'm not sure. I need to call her.
Okay, no problem. We'll sing it.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Okay, so let me just repeat the list since we had quite a few people. We had Freddie Williams Jr. on the 15th. We had Michael Varner on the 14th. We had Amira on the 13th. We had Uncle Gary on the 15th. We have Tony, Antonio Nellums on the 18th. We have Monica on the 17th. And we also have Ira this week. Turn it back over to you, Loretta.
Okay, I have Kadarius going to sing the birthday song for us again. And Kadarius, go ahead, please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Be sure to grow and count the candles and blow. Happy birthday to you. To you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Oh, God. Amen.
Thank you,
Kadarius. More.
Yes, and many more. Yes, amen.
Great.
Amen. Okay, next we have praise and testimony. Any praise report or testimony anyone would like to share with the group tonight? Next we have songs. Or poems.
I would like to read a little bit. I would like to read a letter from Jesus.
Amen.
My precious friend, I am sending you this letter by way of one of my disciples. I just wanted to let you know how much I love you and care for you. And how I greatly desire to become a meaningful part of your life. This morning when you awoke, I was already there with you in the light of my beautiful sunshine that filled your room. I was hoping that you would say good morning to me. You didn't, so I thought maybe it was just a little too early in the day for you to notice me. Again, I tried to get your attention when you stepped it out of your door. I kissed your face with a soft young breeze. I breathed upon you my fragrant sweet breath, scented with flowers. Then I sang you a love song through the wood in the tree. You just walked right past me. Later on in the day, I watched over you as you were walking, as you were talking with some of your friends. Oh, how I wish that you would talk to me also. I waited and waited, but you just went along your way. This afternoon, I sent you a refreshing shower and glittering to you from each raindrop. I even showered to you a time or I even shouted to you a time or two with thunder, trying to get your attention. Then I painted you a lovely rainbow in the midst of my fluffy clouds. I didn't think you would see me then, but you were unaware of my presence. This evening, to close your day, I sent you a beautiful sunshine. After that, I winked at you a thousand times through my star, hoping that you would see me and wink back. And wink back. You never did. Tonight, when you went to bed, I spilled moonlight upon your face to let you know that I was there with you. I was hoping that you would talk to me a little while before you went to sleep. You never said it would. It hurt me deeply. However, I continued to watch over you all through the night, thinking that maybe, yes, maybe you would say hello to me in the morning. Each and every day, I have revealed myself to you in many strange and wondrous ways, hoping that you will accept me as your shepherd, for I am the only one that can supply you with all your needs. My love for you is deeper than the deepest ocean and bigger than the greatest blue sky. I have so very much to give to you and also share with you. Please let me hear from you soon. Your loving friend forever, Jesus. Amen.
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 Awesome. Amen. Praise
God. Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you for that, Daddy Berta.
You're welcome.
Miss Williams, can you do the Serenity Prayer? Can you lead us out in that for us, please?
Okay.
Did anybody else have anything
else? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's always when I want to say something. Okay.
I do it every time, though. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to write that down.
You're going to be watching a football game or something.
I just want to say some meditations on Ephesians 5, since we were touching on that a little bit today.
Amen.
Your will, O Lord, be done, not mine. Since you did bleed for me, and now as you intercede each day, I simply plead, your will be done. Eternal God of love, I welcome you into my life. Surrender my heart, mind, and soul to you. Teach me, O Lord, to walk in your love, to learn of your will as your child of light. Each day I'll pray you give me strength to resist all temptations that come my way. Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit so I may know your goodness, truth, and righteousness, and help me to discern what does not please you, Lord. God, encourage me ever to submit to others in love, out of reverence and obedience to Christ, as I seek to imitate your likeness. I praise your name, Lord God Almighty, with my whole heart, psalms and hymns, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Spirit now breathe on me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Okay. Thank you for that, Angela. And I will put that on the floor again. Is there anyone else have anything that they would like to share with the group tonight? Okay, Ms. William, can you lead us in the Serenity Prayer, please?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. The courage to change the things that I can change.
The courage to change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And
the wisdom to know
the difference.
Amen.
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 Amen. Love
everybody. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss William. Thank you so much. I do have Auntie Betty coming to us with the closing. That would be out of Matthew 6:9. So if everyone would bow their head for the closing, please.
After this manner, therefore pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, I would like to thank everyone for being patient with us and for filling in for us on the parts that we was missing members on. But that concludes our service for tonight. I pray that when you're faced with an altercation, that you know where to go in the Bible to help you. Amen?
Amen.
The Nellis family and friends would like to thank you all for joining us. Remember to put on your full suit of armor for protection from all evil forces. And know that God has your back. Put God first in all that you do. This week we will run a good race, and we will fight a good fight, and we will keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Next week is the open session, so come prepared. Jesus loves you, and so do I. May you all have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, everyone. Love you.
Love you.
May it
hurt you.
Good night.
Good night.
See everybody next week.
Come,
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. May God bless you all. Good night.